Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone. This is the D&K Bible Break. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. We just want to thank everyone for joining us this evening, and hopefully you had a great weekend and a blessed day. This is, again, D&K Bible Break, your host and the one and only Derek Oliver, and along with my lovely wife, Miss Kay. Good evening, Kay.
Hey, good evening.
Yes, and we're coming to you live from Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio, Chaos Talk with Derek Oliver. Or you can reach us on the phone lines at 845-277-9094. First and foremost, we want to give honor to the Lord, who are the head of our life. We also would like to thank my sponsors for having us on the air, Pepsi, Royal Caribbean Cruise Line, Pizza Hut, Pepsi. I lost my train of thought there. Brentwood Publishing and Finish Line. We just want to thank all the sponsors for putting us on the air tonight. All the engineers out of St. Augustine College out of North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, and also the XM radio station out of Cleveland, Ohio. We just want to say thank you to everyone that's listening to us throughout the United States. Also, our new listeners over in the UK, London, England. We just want to say thank you and thank you supporting Chaos Talk Radio. And again, it's a privilege and an honor to be able to do D&K Bible Break. We're really not a Bible study. I guess we are a Bible study. We discuss things in the Bible, and hopefully we're not scholars. We just want to give everyone something to talk about, look in your Bibles, hopefully educate you a little bit is what we try to do, and just go from there. Something that me and my wife was birthed during the quarantine, we wanted to do something in our home for the Lord, and we have the platform, so we wanted to use this platform to uplift the Lord and to give him all the praise and the glory in a way that he put it for us to do. So hopefully you enjoyed this evening. Tonight we got a great show for you tonight. I titled it Trick or Treat. We know Halloween is coming up, but I'm going to base this, and I'm going to let my wife take over in a minute. I'm going to pray and let her take over. We know Halloween is coming up. And also during the pandemic, everyone is wearing masks. And I'm going to be coming strictly from people in the church. Are you a trick or are you a treat? Is my question. A lot of people in the church put masks on and they trick you into taking their treats. And it's not of God and it's not from God. But you think it's from God because they tricked you and they're giving you treats. And therefore, that's what we're going to be talking about. Well, I'm going to be focusing on trick or treat. Or are you a treat? Some of us who are living for the Lord, every time you see people, it's a treat to see them. I know when I see my wife, it's a treat for me. Every time I look at my wife, it's a treat because the Lord blessed me with her. When I see my kids, even though sometimes they get on my nerves, it's a treat when I see them, because the Lord given it to me. when I go to work, it's a treat because the Lord blessed me with that job to pay the bills and make me, y'all see where I'm going with this. I don't need to move on any further. So without no further ado, we just want to welcome you to another show of D&K Bible Break. If you bow your heads with me, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you. We just want to give you all the praise and all the glory tonight, Father God. Father God, we ask that if there's anything in me or Kay that's not right right now, Father God, that you forgive us right now, Father God. Father God, that you just forgive us for anything that we may have done that we know we did and anything that we've done that we may not know that we did. Father God, we just ask for your forgiveness. Father God, give that ear of the listener to hear the word, but not just only be hearers of the word, Father God, but be doers of the word. And Father God, we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone say amen. And before I turn it over to you, Jay, I just want to let everybody know, trick or treat. Are you a trick or are you a treat? Go ahead, Kay.
All right. Okay, so with this trick or treat thing, I kind of like, I focus on the mask. You know, everybody knows what a mask is used for. You know, the kids wear masks. We even wear masks now because of the pandemic. It doesn't cover up your whole face. You can see your eyes or whatever, but it's a mask nonetheless. So, as I stated, a mask is used to cover up, conceal, protect, or disguise something or someone. A mask can be a false face. And so that's where I'm going with it today, these false faces that we have. So many people wear masks to hide pain, to hide their weaknesses, hide their fears, hide their sin, or they don't like who they are. They wear masks to cover up who they really are on the inside. They want to be accepted. Some even wear masks because they have low self-esteem, and usually they want to make themselves appear, you know, smarter or richer or more popular. So those are different masks that we wear. And we can spend our whole lifetime trying to figure out who we are, what we do or don't like. Along the way, we make many mistakes and may have hurt many people knowingly and unknowingly. Good or bad, you are making an impact on someone's life. So I guess my question is, how do you want to be remembered? Do you want to be remembered as a fake or a phony, or do you want to keep it real? Now, I want you to really examine if you're truly being who God called you to be. And it's not about you growing up in a church or that you've been in church all your life. So many people who got this church thing down pat. You look the part, you dress the part, you know when to say amen, clap your hands, stomp your feet. You know how to look real deep and holy. You know how to speak in tongues. But when it's just you and God, all of you, the real you, is He pleased? You know, I watch this show, it's called The Masked Singer, and they come on, they come out in these extravagant masks and costumes, and all you have to go on is their, about their identity is the clues that they give you, and they're judged on their performance and their voice. And a lot of people are living their lives just like that. They're only giving you clues about who they really are, because they have that mask on. So you're trying to figure out, is they real or not real? And the only way you can really know, you have to pay attention, because people are going to really show you who they are. You just got to pay attention and not just look with your natural eyes, but look with your spiritual eyes. Ask the Lord to show you. So it is it's a performance. And when the mask comes off, their identity is revealed. And it seems when the mask is taken off, before it's taken off, I'm sure there's a lot of practice, a lot of maneuvering of the mask, a lot of adjustments just to keep the act up. I'm sure they have to go through a routine. And a lot of times people are wearing masks nowadays, and it just seems like it's something that's hard to keep up. It would be more freeing if you can just take the mask off and be free. Stop covering up who God created you to be. I find this in myself. Like, I'm just going to share. Last week after the show, most of the time after many shows, but for some reason last week I was troubled because I'm like, maybe I don't need to be doing this because I don't know if I'm making a difference or if God is pleased. I want to make sure that God is pleased. And then I had one of my friends, she just had to check me. She's like, look, are you doing what the Lord is telling you to do? Are you coming from the word? Are you removing yourself? And I'm like, I'm doing all of that. I'm not doing this for me. This is for the Lord. This is to draw people to the Lord. Any way that I can be a vessel for him to use me. So by me doing that and saying that, you know what? I'm not saying I have a mask on, but I have a problem with trying to make sure I don't step on toes and that people, I don't rub people the wrong way. It's just my nature. I'm not a mean-spirited person, and sometimes they say I'm too nice. And I find myself now even more saying, I don't really care what you think. I don't care if you don't like what I'm saying. If I'm not out of order and I'm saying what the word says, you got to take it. So that mask of being nice, and not that I'm not nice, I don't want to say that, but that mask of trying to make sure that people, one, to make sure people get what I'm saying, and I'm trying to make, not please people, but just make sure that people are getting it. And right now, the mask, there's no mask. I'm free to be who God called me to be. Either you like it or you don't. So I just thank God for moving me myself out of the way for him to use me. So I'm going to let my husband speak some because I feel like I'm rambling. Go ahead, husband.
No, you're good. You're good. But we're going to take it up another notch. And we're talking about are you a trick or are you a treat? Having masks on and fooling people. There's an article that came out in my hometown today. And in the article in Warren, Trumbull County, and Trumbull and Mahoney County, where I'm from, there was 12 people arrested for sex trafficking. And out of the 12 people that was arrested for sex trafficking, two of them was pastors. One of the ones I know, I don't know him well, I just in contact over the years. And here, two of them out of 12 in Mahoney and Trumbull County, 12 was arrested for sex trafficking, having sex with underage girls. That's not what I'm going to talk about, but the two pastors that was arrested, they made news. They have congregations. They have people that follow them. And for all these years, they've been tricking people. They've been tricking them. And as I was going on throughout my day and throughout the weekend coming up with what we're going to talk about today, especially in the church, and especially in the church, you have people who will trick you with disguises and try to give you treats that is not of God. And it's all through in the Bible as well. I'm going to show you a story in the Bible in a minute, but I just want to get the presence of what I'm saying because I feel something in my spirit, especially right now. People are being tricked into going trick-or-treating, and people are being tricked into coming into the house of the Lord. Yes, I always say this every week, on air, every time I'm on the air. I've been in church my whole life. I only know one thing. But when you're doing something for as long as I've been doing it, I'm quite sure other ministers that's been in church and pastors and stuff been in church for a long time, we know all the tricks in the game. We just been there. We know it. We know when someone is being foolish. They come and give us these treats that really is no good for them or for us. But because they look the part, we take it. And we take it. And now it's time out. And I don't want to get too far off over what we're going to talk about. But if I do, just reel me back in. Because I'm feeling something pushing me we're dealing with a lot of phony people. Today's message ought to be specifically the Word of God. How do you get salvation? How do you live in a world today and be saved, sanctified, set aside? How do you set yourself to be one of God's children? That's what we ought to be preaching. Now, people say, well, Derek, they maybe don't put that on you and not everybody else. But when you come into contact and you see what's going on in the world and you see what's going on with what I just read about 12 people, two of them were pastors. And this is local. They're not mega stars. But I can even go to the mega churches and pull up some names and you will see some stuff that they've been tricking people. And then people will say, well, Derek, you're not supposed to follow people. You're supposed to follow the Lord as they follow. For people like me, yeah, I'm not going to stumble or allow someone to make me stumble by following them. But I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about people who may not be as mature as me in the Lord. And in during the pandemic that we're doing right now, it ought to be about salvation. And if you can't get excited about salvation, something is wrong with your treats. If you can't get excited about the Word of God, something is wrong with your treats. And what I mean by your treats is if you can't get excited about that, you must be tricking a lot of folks. And just on the pure base of being a Christian, being saved, being set aside, knowing what Jesus did for me, it excites me. It makes me want to shout. It makes me want to holler. Not because I think I'm perfect, but because I'm living for the Lord. And when you're living for the Lord, the treats are good. When you're living for the Lord, the treats are tasty. They does something to your spirit. And too many Christians today, too many people in the church today, are not excited about the treats. They're excited about the trick, but they're not excited about the treats. Well, let me break that down to you. They're excited about the church. They're excited about the music, the entertainment, how flashy you look, all the flash. But when it comes to the souls, they don't want to have nothing to do with it. When it comes time to being the pillar of the church, what makes the church go? What makes the church go? Church starts at home. If you're not having church in your home, I'm questioning your salvation. Now, I'm no one to question. I'm just daring. I ain't got to have hell to put you in. But if you're not having some type of service in your home, then you're looking for something that's not, that I can't give you. And the only thing that I can give you is the Word of God. And if you can't accept the Word of God, if you can't accept being excited, and I'm just going back to the basics. We're not talking, I'm not going to go deep, the basics of salvation. Basic. Do you love the Lord? If you love the Lord, you should be up shouting. You should be up praising. Not because I said it, but because you have a relationship with the Lord. It ain't about what people say about me, because I'm going to tell you, if you got a call, you got a conflict. For everyone that got called by Jesus, there's always been a conflict. If you preaching or teaching or living your life and ain't got no conflict, I question your salvation, because the Lord will give you, will have a conflict, because the devil don't like you. And he's going to try to destroy you. There's going to be some conflict. I'm not making it up. Just look anywhere in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. Anyone that was living for Jesus or living for the Lord had some type of conflict. You're going to go through some trials or tribulations. But the good thing about the conflict is you get the treat of the Lord. The treat of the Lord is the groceries that the Lord promised you in the Word of God. I ain't got time to tell you what all he promised you, but I know what he promised me. So I can get up here tonight and get excited about the Lord, because I'm not tricking for treats. Amen? I'm tricking for the Lord. And when I say I'm tricking for the Lord, yeah, I got a mask on, but I got to wear the mask because, you know, I'm a little bit human. There's some things in me that's not all the way right. But you got to understand something. I'm not hiding behind a mask, because what you see is what you get. Whether my mask is clear, black, blue, red, or white, Derek is Derek. You don't know it's me whether I got a mask on or not. So I'm not tricking for your treats, amen? But what I am doing is I'm being excited for the Lord. Am I going to stumble? Yes, I'm going to stumble. Am I going to fall? Yes, I'm going to fall. Is there going to be conflict? Yes, there's going to be conflict because of whose side I'm on. But if you're sitting up here trying to act all intelligent like you all that and you got it all together, then you're going to have a mighty fall, and you're tricking. Not only are you tricking yourself, but you're tricking the people. And then that's even dangerous, because if you're a leader in the church and you're tricking people, their blood is on your hands. Go ahead, Weiss.
Amen. 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 You about to go ahead and do a little mini sermon right here. Amen.
I feel something pushing me. Not because of I'm excited.
Let the Lord use you. Amen.
You know, it's about being excited. And when you're excited about doing something for the Lord, when you're excited, you don't want to make excuses. When you get excited about doing the basics for Christ, the basics for living for Him, the basics, just the little things that He called us to do, love one another, loving one another, loving your brother, your neighbor, your sister, just loving everybody. If you can just do that, that gives you excitement of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I want to read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. So this is in relation to what you were just talking about. So if I can, 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. So all this that you're talking about with everybody in the world with the mask and the people in the church, this is all in the word right here. Have nothing to do with them. So it's easy to say, okay, I'm not dealing with that person when you know what that person is doing. But when you don't know, that's when you got to, you know, seek the Lord, because He'll show you the real deal with that person. But you got to pay attention. So that those pastors that you're talking about and all of that, I didn't know nothing about the story. You didn't share that information with me. We're from the same place. But that's crazy, and everybody has to be held accountable. There's nothing that we can do that will not be revealed, and it just seems like, why don't people get that? You can't be slipping and dipping and doing all this stuff and think that the Lord is not going to pull the covers back for you to be seen. Because you said, that's people's blood on their hands. You got people following you. You got people. They're watching everything that you do, whether you're in the pulpit or not. People are watching you because you are a child of God. And if you are leading people astray, that's on your hands. So we do got to keep it real. We got to be more real, because life is short. Time out for all the foolishness, because God is not pleased with this foolishness, and He's going to reveal what He needs to reveal.
Amen.
If I can, I want to do one more scripture. Okay, so the other scripture that I want to do, Jeremiah 16 and 17. My eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from me, nor is their sin concealed from my eyes. God sees it. Just because you're doing it with the lights off don't mean He can't see you. There's nowhere you can go that He can't see what you're doing. So you may be fooling man, but you're not fooling God. And at the end of the day, God is all that matters, because when you close your eyes on this side, where are you going to wake up at? That's what you need to be thinking about when you're doing what you're doing. You think you're running game on people. You got to – go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. You know, people think they're running game on people. I'm going to share a story, and it's in the Bible. And like I said, I don't want to be jumping all over – but I'm excited about where God is in my life. So I'm not going to apologize for being excited about the Word of God. I'm not going to apologize for being excited about salvation. Because at the end of the day, a brother reminded me of what's it all about. It's about salvation. And at the end of the day, if you have salvation, then you have eternal life. If you have eternal life with the Lord, you ought to be excited every day. I'm not saying there's not going to be conflicts, but you ought to be excited. But I want to show you some other trick-or-treats that was going on in the Bible. And again, you're going to have if you go, I'm going to use scripture today, 1 Samuel 16 and 11, Samuel asks Jesse, are all these your sons? Now, if you know the story about David, David wasn't even invited to the Halloween party. But Samuel was looking for a king, and he went to the house of Jesse. Jesse had 8 sons, but he only invited 7 to the party. The 7 he invited to the party was all churchy. They looked the part. They had the right language. They had the right look. You know, some of these slick preachers and teachers and saints of God that's in the house of the Lord look all like they are. But when they lined them all up, Samuel said, is this all that you got? And what's going to happen is when you get in that lineup, it's people asking, is this all you got? And so I got one more son that's in the field. The question is, where are you at in the Halloween party? Are you in the lineup with these other 7 jokers? Are you in the field working, doing what God called you to do, giving some treats that the Lord blessed you to give somebody? And what I mean giving treats is the word of God. Jesse was working. Not Jesse, David was working in the field. He was battling. He was doing things God called him to do. He wasn't at the Halloween party. What I'm saying is this pandemic didn't open my eyes, okay, about a lot of things that's going on in the church. Yeah, the church is closed and the doors are shut. What are you doing? Because if you had any type of relationship with the Lord, he would have you doing something in your own house, something in your own community. It doesn't take a pastor or all of it. If you got Christ in you, he's going to give you ministry. You don't need to be in a Halloween line in order to be noticed by God. But all these sons was bigger than David. They were more smarter than David. But one thing that they didn't have that David had the anointing of God.
Yeah.
And see, a lot of people missed the point because you look churchy, you act churchy, but you don't have the anointing of God. And see, that's where it comes right back to where it talks about me, because I'm just an ignorant boy, out of Warren, Ohio. But yet I'm ignorant, but I have the anointing of God. If you can't hear God in me, something's wrong with you. But you're looking for the tricks and the treats, and I'm not a trick or a treat. Amen. I'm a child of God. I can give you some treats because the treat that I got to offer you is salvation. And salvation is the key to where you need to be wanting to go in the first place. But if you're looking for something else, I can't give you nothing else because I have nothing else to offer you but salvation. And it's not my job to clean you up. It's not my job to give you the anointing. That's up to the Holy Spirit job to do that. And people are looking for us to give them the Holy Spirit or give them the anointing. We can't give the anointing to nobody. Only thing we can do is be led by the Lord. The Lord don't give them the anointing. Ain't nothing I can do about it. But if you want to continue to put the costumes on and continue to be in the lineup and act like you all are that but don't have no anointing, that's why the church is failing today. I'm going to be quiet for a minute.
Amen. I like where you was going with Samuel. If I can add to what you're saying, see, Samuel had many roles. He was a judge, a priest, a prophet, a counselor. He was an anointer of kings. So when God sent Samuel to Bethlehem to find King Saul's replacement, which was among Jesse's sons, the thing is, Samuel was there, and he see the firstborn son, I think is Eliab, if I'm saying it wrong, I'm sorry. He was tall, strong, good looking, and it seemed like he would have been the obvious choice for Samuel to choose. But this before he can even open up the anointing oil, God warned him that, you know, you can't go by appearance alone. And a lot of us, we go by appearance. And appearance doesn't reveal the true identity of a person. So we see with our eyes and we believe in our hearts that the type of person that we think someone is. But the thing is, God is the one who knows that person, that real true identity of that person. So just like you said, you can't go by looks. And Samuel was going by the boy that looked the strongest. But David was about his father's business before he was about his father's business. So in the natural, he was taking care of his father's business. And then he began when he was chosen to take care of his heavenly father's business. And if I can read to add on to your 1 Samuel 16 and 11, I want to read 1 Samuel 16 and 7. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Get your heart right. I don't care what you look like on the outside. Get your heart right. If your heart ain't right, you ain't right. So I thank you for going to 1 Samuel there, because I was studying that and I wanted to get that out.
Yeah, I'm there, and I'm all the way there because, like I said, I feel something pushing me, and I'm gonna stop being apologetic.
That's what it is. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
So
not something, Lord. Let the Lord do
it. Exactly, but at the same time, as being disciples of Christ, we ought to be excited about where we are right now. I know we're in a pandemic. I know it is messing with a lot of us financially. It's messing with us, a lot of us, when it comes to our health. It's messing with us when it comes to our jobs, our families. We can't see our families because we don't. We're worse. And I was talking to a brother earlier, and I was saying, I would wonder how my father would handle this because he was hands on, and to tell him he couldn't do certain things, I'm just curious. And a lot of times I pray about it, like, Lord, I'm looking for something, and the Lord is telling me that, you know, this is for us. It's not for the saints that already went home to see the Lord. They've done their job. Are we doing our job? Stop trying to compare what they went through to what we're going through, because the Lord has already prepared us. And he prepared us because he's given us the tools that we need to fight every single day. Just like David was in the field fighting a lion and a bear before anyone even knew that he could defeat them. He was already in training. We've already been in training for this pandemic. And when we come out of the pandemic, we should come out better. I'm doing a teaching tomorrow. I don't want to give it away too much tonight, but I'm reminded of my son, and it's called, and I'm going to talk about it tomorrow. For Bible study, it's called Tear Down These Signs. And we as the church have put a lot of signs up in the church. We know to come to church. We know when to shout. We know when not to shout. We know when to pray. We know when to give the money. There's always signs telling us what to do. And I'm reminded, I had just bought a brand new truck. And my son was like maybe 4 or 5. And I picked him up from school in the truck. He was so happy when he got in the truck, and he was looking at the truck, and we were driving. And he asked me, he said, Dad, the thermometer said I could go 160. He asked me if I could the truck go 160. I said, well, it said it can go 160. I think it can go 160. And he said, well, why don't you try it? And I said, well, the speed limit is only 55. And I showed him the sign. And he said, I wish I could be in charge because I would tear all the signs down. And as a father, it touched me. As a preacher, it excited me. Because if you tear the signs down, you can do unlimited things. And see, the church is full of signs as soon as you walk into the church. You got someone to tell you where to sit. So always someone telling you what to do. And that person is telling you what to do is interfering with the Holy Spirit from letting you be who he wants you to be. And then we get these conditions on people that say that you got to act like this, act like this, act like this. You can't do this. You can't do that. It's not my job to tell anyone how to act, what to do, or what not to do. If you feel like you need to have a potty mouth, then that's between you and the Lord. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But also, I can't judge you because that's you. Amen. It is not me to judge anybody to act however they want to act. But now, if you're telling me that you are a blood-washed, born-again Christian and you live in a life that's not like the Lord and you're tricking people, that's one thing. When you're living your life and you're living for the Lord, regardless what you got going on, you got it going on. I'm Derek, and I'm going to be Derek all day long. Some things about me you just don't like. Some people just don't like me because I do this or I say what I want, and that's fine. But one thing about it, I'm Derek. And if I say something that's wrong, I'm doing it because this is what Derek do. And the Lord will fix me and work me up. That's not your job. Your job is to pray for me, encourage me, talk to me, not judge me, because I like to talk. Well, you talk too much. Don't you think you need to be quiet? Well, okay, those are your opinion, and I can respect you for that. But until the Lord tell me to be quiet and shut up, I'm going to keep on talking. Because evidently, if the Lord didn't shut me up, I obviously got something to say. And what I'm going to say is, y'all need to stop playing Halloween, tricking and treating people to stuff that don't belong to God. And I'm just saying that in a nutshell, because I got people over in London listening to me now. So, and I got people here in the States listening to me now. I got my kids listening to me now. So I got to be accountable for what I say and how I say it. And I'm not going to sugarcoat the word no more. If you believe in the Lord, then you shall be saved. If you believe in the Lord and start doing what he wants you to do, then you're going to walk with the Lord. I can't tell you nothing. Amen. The Lord will lead and guide you to do and stop and all that. That's his job. It's not Derek's job. It's not the church's job. It's not the pastor's job. That's the Lord's job. That's between the Lord and that individual. And then when that individual starts to act right and do anything, his treat is going to be treat, not tricks. I hope y'all understand what I'm saying. Because a lot of y'all that's tricking is tricking with treats that's not good.
Amen. Amen.
And yeah, I feel like I'm on one tonight because I just want to be clear and understanding going forward. Because we're about to close the year out. And we're going to close the year out. I'm going to be on. When I say I'm going full force, I'm going full force. Because I'm tired of having to Oh, I'm just going to tell it like it is. The Lord is being good to me, and the Lord is going to be good to me. I have to give him my best. I have to serve him the way I have to serve him, not the way people are going to try to control me and tell me. And I'm going to be honest with you, because I'm done for tonight. I'm done. And when I say I'm done, I feel like the Lord didn't use me, and hopefully if you listen to what I'm saying, let the Lord lead and guide you. Let the Lord touch you. Let the Lord do it. And stop looking for these tricks to do it. And everyone know what a trick is. A trick is someone that will give you something for nothing. Make you pay for something, make you think you got something that's nothing. And some of these tricks got stuff that you can't see. You can't see diseases in people. You can't see some transmitted sexual diseases people got. You can't see that. But that woman sure do look good. Go around and fool around with her. See what happens to you. Some of these women in the church look good. Fool around and mess around and see what happens to you. See what kind of trick you get and see what kind of treat they leave you with. Two pastors busted.
What does he say now?
Trafficking.
All right.
Trafficking. Got them people believing and jumping up and down, or they shouldn't, people shouldn't look. Okay, you're right. People like me, no, I'm not going to, I can see between the line. I can, but everyone else can't. And that's who I'm talking about, the people who can't see it, the people who don't know Job from John, people who don't know Corinthians from Genesis. Them are the people I'm talking about. And you got all these holy rollers wanting to act all sanctified like they got it all together, like they treats don't stink.
All right now.
Yeah, it's Halloween, Jack. Yeah, we're going to close Halloween. And then we're going to go into Thanksgiving. Because if you're not thankful and thanking the Lord for just saving you, giving you your right frame of mind, something wrong with you.
Amen. Amen. He's too good. Amen.
And you've been good to me and my, for the last 6-7 months. And I'm going to sit here and be quiet. The devil is a lie.
Amen.
I'm done. I didn't preach. I'm done.
All right.
And when I say that, I don't want people, because people say, you sound like you're angry. I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. And I'm going to take time out and I'm going to testify, because I just feel like the Lord is leading me to testify, because the Lord has been good to me and my family. Now, we ain't walking around here with millionaires and got money to throw away and all. It's not about money. but our health is good. We got the activities of our limb. We wake up every morning wanting to please the Lord. And we get closer to having what we're striving for, a house functioning under the same Lord, saved, sanctified. That's what I'm looking for. Is there going to be some conflict? Yeah, there's going to be some conflict. Have there been some bad days? Yeah, there have been some bad days. But at the end of the day, all my good days outweigh my bad days, as the song says. And has I sinned? Has I been perfect? No, I've not been perfect. But like the song says, I fall down, but I get back up. The sin is when you stay down and you stay in it. If you get back up, you're just the saint. And I'm so glad I'm surrounding myself with saints that can fall down and get back up again. Yeah, I'm preaching now. Yeah, everybody won't get quiet now. You should be shouting right now. Not based on what I'm saying, but you think about your own life and when you fell down and the Lord picked you back up again. Yeah, you a saint. Yeah, I don't care what you fell down in. You can fall down into alcoholism. You can fall down into whatever it may be, cussing someone out. You can fall down, but get back up. Ask God to forgive you, and you keep moving on. Ain't no one got no room to judge you because the Lord is working on you right now, right in the present condition you in right now. There's a story.
Amen.
I was in church, and I went to speak at this church, a little uppity church. They was and they were a well-off church, and you know, they had a little bit of money. And the reason I knew they had some money, because when I pulled in the parking lot, all you seen was Mercedes-Benz, BMWs, Cadillacs, and Lincoln. You saw all these cars. So they were some bougie-type people. I ain't going to say the name of the church that I went to, because probably got a few of their cousins and members listening right now. But they were bougie, and then when I went in there, and they put me up front, they had me sit up front, I had my nice suit on, and I'm up front, so I'm going to be bougie. I ain't said I was saved. I'm saved, but sometimes I can be bougie. If you put me in the right atmosphere, I can be bougie. You know, and I was being bougie right along with them. But something happened at this church service that changed my life, because I was sitting up there, and we were all having church, having a good time. There was a man that came in the back of the church. He didn't sit in the back. He came in, he had on dirty clothes, and he kept saying, "Thank you, Jesus." He kept saying it. He went and sat right down in the front row saying, "Thank you, Jesus." He just kept saying it. Wasn't no music playing, wasn't nothing playing. So the pastor looked at one of the ushers and looked at one of the deacons to go get this man in the break to take him to the back of the church. As they went and picked him up and escorted him to the back, he kept saying, "Thank you, Jesus." That's all he kept saying, "Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus." And when he was saying it, the usher said, "Wait a minute." The man had told him on his way out the door that the Lord feeds me every single day. I may not have clothes that's clean, but I thank the Lord for the clothes I got on my back. The usher said, "You come on in and sit down. There ain't nothing wrong with you." But you see what I'm saying? People sometimes, because you don't look right, you don't act right, but you got your right frame of mind, he was thanking Jesus for the dirty clothes he had on. He was thanking Jesus for the whatever scraps he could eat that day. He was thanking the Lord. And here I am acting bougie, like I can't give God the glory and I can't give
God
the praise. And we sit around here and we sit around our home and we got food to throw away in our pantry. I don't know about y'all, but I got food we can throw away that's going to get thrown away. I know we shouldn't, but it just happened. And we don't want to thank the Lord. We don't want to thank you because I'm throwing away. We got it all wrong. And if you really want to do something for the Lord, do some ministry. Go to these pantries and help feed the hungry. You will get something more out of that than you will get than listening to some of these trick-or-treats that's going around on the internet now. Everybody got a program on the internet. Everybody want to do this. Everybody want to do that. I had to shut everything down Thursday night. After we got done broadcasting Thursday night, I had to shut everything down. Everybody want to tell me how to run my business. You should be doing this. This is what's going on over there. You should. And I just like, Lord, I'm done. I'm done. Because the Lord has been leading and guiding us to do what we've been doing. And that's who I listen to. If I'd been listening to these other jokers, I would have already committed a spiritual suicide. Listen to them jokers. And I know I was supposed to testify. I didn't got all off into what I'm saying. But I just want to thank the Lord tonight. I just want to say I Amen. Thank everyone that listens to the program. I hope you get something out of it. I know it's Halloween. I know we can't take ourselves out of it because it's everywhere you go. You got people in costumes and candy giving them all this stuff. And it's, for me, it's fine. I'm not going to get involved in the mess, but it's fine. But at the same time, you got to ask yourself a question. Are you a trick or are you a treat? And what kind of treat are you? Are you one of them treats that people enjoy being around? Are you one of them treats that's going to end up catching something because it looks good and you partaked in the treat? Now you got chlamydia or VD.
Lord. Jesus.
Because you partaked in the treat that looks so good. And people ain't going to tell you that. And if you want, I'm gonna go here too. While I'm here, if you want to mess around and be a homosexual or a lesbian, they got the same type of trick or treats too. You're gonna catch something, and then when you catch it, you're gonna want God to heal you from it. Living that lie, God made a mistake. God didn't make no mistake. He either made you Adam or He made you Eve. If you Adam, you like Eve. If He made you Eve, then you like Adam. There's nothing hard about that. Roaches don't even go with the opposite sex.
Ooh,
and that's
my
a
God.
Fact. Google it. Y'all doing stuff worse than roaches. And that's the nastiest insect I think that there is.
My God. All right. All right, you said a mouthful tonight. You said a mouthful. So I was gonna talk about the two-faced people, but I think you didn't spoke well. So I don't think I need to add nothing to it. I'm gonna just let it lay and let it marinate.
It's not so much Kate, because you, and when I say this, I mean it's in the most respectful way, because you know I got the greatest wife in the world. I don't care what nobody says. I got the best one, and yeah, she keeps me grounded and rooted, but she, you know, I people really think that what we do, and not so much what we do, but what we're trying to do is a lot of conflict. And it really bothers me before we go on the air. It doesn't matter whether it's a Tuesday night or a Monday night or a Thursday night or a Sunday morning. You should see the response of people that try to get in my head. And it's just one person. It's the devil. And if we're not clear and have a clear understanding why we're doing what we're doing, we can get wrapped up in the foolishness. That's why I don't want you to get wrapped up in listening to what people say, because really don't matter what they say. The only thing that matters what people say is what the Lord says. And He's going to answer to all of us, and hopefully He'd say, well done. And that's all I'm looking to hear from somebody. And until that day comes, I really don't care what nobody say, and you shouldn't care what nobody say either, but well done. And if they do pat you on the back and say you're doing a good job, this, that, or the other, it's fine to take a compliment. But if it's not coming from Him, you know, I got work to do. It's not time to celebrate. I'm going to be thankful because I'm saved, and I'm going to continue to do what I'm going to do. But during this pandemic, if you're not serving the Lord in your home, something wrong. You are a trick. And I ain't got nothing else to say.
Well, I want to add to that, with this pandemic thing, and serving the Lord and being at home and everybody is watching the ministry online, please don't be tight with your money. The ministry still has to go on. So don't think that God don't see that you holding on to them funds. You still need to be giving. I don't care if you give into your ministry, to if you belong to a church. If you're not a member at a church, you can sow a seed into a church. There are organizations that you can donate to, food pantries. If you have something, give something. It doesn't even matter if it's a dollar. Every little bit helps somebody. So I promise you, you give, the Lord will give back to you. It may not be in money, but he won't shortchange you. So just don't make it seem like because the church, a lot of church doors are closed, that you can't give. Still give and support the ministry. So when everybody comes back to church, we got a building to go to. So I just wanted to add that in there because people holding their money in their pockets.
Yeah, and for God's sake, D&K don't want y'all's money. So don't be trying to give us no money because we don't want y'all. Give it to your church. And I'm not saying that because if you handed me $5, I'm going to keep it. But we not don't give it to the church. They need it. Bills need to go. But also, you know, for the treats y'all want, your leader has to study. For the treats y'all want, your leader has to be led by the Lord. And if he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, then you ought to at least bless the man of God for giving you the treats in the directions that you should just want to do that, willfully give. You know, if you ain't paying your tithes, pay your tithes. If you have trouble paying your tithes, do something. Give your time. Go
give
do
your
something.
Time. Yes, we all, everybody got time. Now, since you ain't working, you can go volunteer somewhere. Let the Lord use you for his service. Don't be sitting at home chilling. Go do something.
Exactly. If I can't sit at home and chill, can't nobody sit at home and chill. I thought I was going to chill a couple weeks ago. My wife had a trick up her sleeve for me. You got to get these boxes out. Fine, I don't care who you give them away.
Those was all treats. Those were not, those, nothing in that was a trick. Those are all treats. Blessings from the Lord.
About,
so
the thing about that, though, is sometimes you got to be tricked into doing something, and when you get tricked in doing what the Lord wants you to do, he's going to treat you to something.
No, he don't.
Everything. I'm just saying.
He wants you to be willing, not tricked.
Okay, I'm going with a theme. Trick and treat. So what I'm saying is, sometimes you got to be tricked in doing certain things in order to get the treat. Sometimes you got to do what the Lord wants, what you don't want to do, in order to get what you want from the Lord. Sometimes he'll put you in an orchestrated situation for you to see if you're going to really be about his business. And if you be about his business, then he'll give you the desires of your heart. If you delight yourself in him, he'll give you the desires of your heart. I believe the scripture says. But with that being said, Kay, I really feel like we hit a high, and on that high, I just think because with everything that's going on in the world, everything that is going on in our community, I just think that, you know, I just want to thank the Lord for allowing us to be obedient to have church in our home. Now, people won't say what I said and take it the wrong way out of concept. I belong to an assembly. I got to go to work for my church when I get to church. But at the same time, church starts at home. And if you ain't learned nothing from the bishop that I always talk about, church starts at home. And if you ain't having church at home, how you going to go to church and have church? That's why I got to say tomorrow I'm going to lesson. We're going to tear these signs down. So I'm feeling it. So that's why I got to get off because I don't want to go into tomorrow. But, yeah, we're going to tear the signs down. And I'm going to be just as hyped as I am right now because too many of us are reading too many signs. And we're going to knock them down so you ain't got to read nothing. You can let the Holy Spirit lead and guide you. But with that being said, I just want to thank all of our listeners for tonight, sponsors for tonight, Also, we do have a new audience that is listening to us out of London. Barry King is my engineer out of London. I just want to send a shout-out to him and for him allowing us to go on live there in London and for the people to listen to us in the United States. So tomorrow in London, we'll be hearing Bishop Omar, First Lady Pamela Zachary, Praise Tabernacle Church. Bible study will be tomorrow night, 7 p.m.,
yeah.
Right here on Blog Talk Radio. Same phone number, 845-277-9094. Also, Thursday night, you will hear Bishop Omar, First Lady Pamela Zachary, Praise Tabernacle Church, Thursday night praise and worship service. Not only can you hear it on Blog Talk, but you can also call the same phone number and listen to it. And if you go to Praise Tabernacle Church, Lawrenceville, you can watch it directly live on Facebook Live. We're going to try something new Thursday night. We're going to also try to go live on YouTube. We're going to try it Thursday night. So for those that's listening, go to YouTube. I have more information about that tomorrow night. But we're going to try to be live on YouTube Thursday night. And hopefully over there in London, they'll be able to see us on YouTube as well as we go live, hopefully better than they do on Facebook Live. So we're going to be doing that as well. Also, Sundays at 11 a.m., you will be able to hear Bishop Omar, First Lady Pamela Zachary, 11 a.m. Morning service. That's going to continue to go on. Same way, through the internet, on the phone, or you can go to Praise Tabernacle Church, Lawrenceville, and watch it on Facebook Live. And we're going to have another way by going YouTube. Now, I just want to say this. Bishop, he might be listening, but Bishop Omar is like a brother. He's like, you know, I don't know. I just clicked with him, and I just want to thank the Lord for him, his wife, his leadership team for taking me in. I really haven't had a chance to sit down because everything happened so fast. I don't know how we got to the position we are right now. It ain't like we sat down and we thought this thing out and we just two brilliant people that had an idea and the idea took us to London. That's not what happened. What happened was the Lord put me in his sight, and within a few minutes it clicked. And I have a good time with the brother. We always laugh and joke. And I'm glad he don't wear that bishop robe 24/7. When I see Bishop Omar, it becomes Brother Omar. We're more like brothers. And not saying that he can't be deep, but we just two men trying to get to heaven. And when you look at it like that and you look at the brothers and the leadership team, we just brothers trying to get to heaven. We ain't got to be deep. We can get deep. If you listen to Bible study, you see how deep these brothers get. But I'm just talking about for me and my state. And for the last 7 months since I've been up under his leadership, as he follows the Lord, I'm telling you, my life has been a 360. I'm going to take that back, a 180. It turned me all the way around. And doors are opening that I can't even explain. My wife will tell you about my new studio I got in my living room that I can talk directly to London. And, yeah, I'm happy about it. I can sit right. I ain't got to worry about my phone bill. I'm on the switchboard. I'm on the I got technology and don't know nothing about technology. I don't even got an iPhone. But I can go directly to London just by hitting a button and have a conversation.
Amen.
And when I say this, I thank the Lord because it's important that you get in a good church and surround yourself around men and women of God that's going to take you to another level. They're not going to hold your hand and walk you to another level. But if you listen to the word and you listen to how they live their life, believe you me, you'll be part of the overflow, and the Lord will bless you. You ain't got to be deep to be blessed. And I thank the Lord for them, and I said that there's so many different people I can talk about, but right now I just want to just say I thank everyone that prays Tabernacle, the ones that are listening, to all the elders.
Amen.
I thank Elder Bluette. That's my man right there. He reminds me of my grandfather, and I'm going to say this, because when you hear him teach, he take all the meat off the bone. There ain't nothing left. And if you heard him last Tuesday night, he took the meat off the bone. Like he was up in my house. And it was like he was talking directly to me. And I'm like, man. And someone made a comment to me last Tuesday about the Bible study, about how did they rehearse that. And I said to them that it wasn't rehearsed. Matter of fact, I think an hour and a half before Bible study, he changed the sermon. He changed the message. Just so you know, we're dealing with real men and women of God that can break the word down. And if you just listen to the word, you will be blessed. And I know I harp about it a lot, and I'm going to continue to harp about it a lot because it's the truth, and the truth will set you free. Elder Taylor, another great man of God, he's a cool one. He laid back, but when he gets talking about the word, he gets excited. You can hear it. You can feel it. But if you talk to Elder Taylor, he's real cool, calm, collective until you start talking about the word of God. And then, you know, my man Deacon, and I want everyone to pray for Deacon Lee Stanton. He lost his brother. Pray for him, but he's one of the genuine, nicest men that I've met in a long time. And I just appreciate that, brother, because he has helped and helped me in a lot of ways. Our conversation we had today was a great conversation, reminding me of who I am in the Lord and just be me. And just leave it out there. If they like it, they like it. They don't, I really don't care. But I appreciate that. But pray for him. He lost his brother. I believe the funeral is Saturday. He's going to Tennessee on Friday. So keep him and his wife in your prayers. Keep our bishop and his wife in your prayers. Just keep them in prayer because they do have a family, and they do also have to pastor a church. They got a lot of stuff going on. I recognize it. I don't know how the pastor do what he do, but that's why he's the bishop. He's the leader. He can handle all of that. And I'm praying for you, pastor. Just anything I can do, I'd be willing to help you, but keep doing what you're doing. Pray for your pastor and your leaders and support them in the ministry. Even if you ain't part of Praise Tabernacle, wherever you're from, support your ministry, support your pastor, and support them. Long now, if they're tricking, treating them right, and doing all that other type of stuff, then, you know, you got to make some decisions.
Have nothing to do with them. Amen.
You got to make some decisions in your life. And y'all know if y'all pastors, y'all know if they're tricking or treating. Y'all know. With that being said, Kay, you want to take us out?
All right. Well, thank everybody for listening tonight. We pray that something was said that made a difference in your life. We pray for traveling mercies for Deacon Stanton and his family on this weekend. We pray for comfort and peace that only the Lord can give. We pray for all the churches all over, the leaders, the members, the first ladies. We can't leave the first ladies out. We pray for their strength, that the Lord continue to increase the strength that he's already given them. And I guess I'm going to just go ahead and close us out with a word of prayer. Father God, we come to you tonight thanking you for everything that you've done. Thank you for the word on tonight. We pray that it pricks someone's heart, that the things that we said was not of us, but everything from you. We thank you for what you're going to be doing in the future. We thank you for the many blessings that you've given us thus far. Lord, if you don't do anything else for us, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for your mercy, your grace, everything that's renewed every day. We thank you for forgiving us when we don't do the things that you want us to do in a timely manner. We've been slow with it, procrastinating, whatever we're doing, Lord, we ask for forgiveness and we repent of those things right now. Lord Jesus, we just thank you and we honor you. We ask that your will just continue to be done in our life and just keep ordering our steps and being a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you for listening.
And everyone that listens to us, we just want to say thank you. And we'll see you guys tomorrow night, 7 p.m. And we are out.
Amen.